Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev B'tzion, the Chaylim, the Chatufin, Golan Ben Gavriel, Matan Ben Vora, Eilei Ben Fege Leia, continuing our series of Shiurim in the Tshuvas of the Eretz Tzvi, the Heilige Kozhik lover. This is a Tshuva written to Rav Baruch Lesnovsky, who was a big gaon. He's an off base in various cities in Poland, I believe. He wrote a sefer called Shashuei Rayonim. You can get it in Hebrew books, very, very gishmak sefer, with the various chakiras that he goes through. In any event, Rabbi Lesnovsky asked the Eretz Tzvi, refers it to Shemin Kom Damo, about somebody who marries a woman, and it turns out that she doesn't have a proper female orifice. So she has to urinate in an irregular way, and he can't have normal beer with her. And he was furious. He said, "Why did you fool me?" And she said, "What's your problem? You already have children, so you don't have to worry about the fact that I can't have children. And you can have relations with me and then ejaculate wherever you want. What does it matter that I don't have a proper female orifice? You can spill your seed wherever you want." She said that to him. She had other dvarim mecho'orim, other disgusting things she said to him. And he was so angry that he tormented her until she ran away. And the question is, can he marry another woman without the normal heter of 100 rabbis you need in order to take a second wife? Because of the Chayim Darbeinu Gershom, you need to find 100 rabbis to give you a heter. Maybe here would be permitted because she married him under false pretenses. So Rav Lesnovsky brought from the Chavos Yair, who writes that the Rambam says that Tumtum and Asaris, somebody whose organs are sealed off, or someone who's castrated, their Kiddushin is the Safek Kiddushin. That's only if it was known in advance. But if it was not known in advance, it's Kiddushei Tos, and maybe the whole thing is off. It's the person's not Roy Labia. And he says, Kainir the Allah Alala Maisa, the Shvus Yankov argued with him, and maybe the Shvus Yankov only argued with him about not requiring a get. But the Shvus Yankov would agree that to take a second wife, one could do so if the first one was found to be a tumtum or to have problems with their sexual organs, that they couldn't have normal bia. So the Shvus Yankov would agree that it's permitted to marry a second wife without a heter mei rabbanim. That's the question of Rav Lesnovsky, Shelas Chacham Chatzi Tshuva, that was presented to the Eretz Tzvi. So it says the Eretz Tzvi, l'nius daiti yesh lanu po esek im androgynous. So the Eretz Tzvi is always, every tshuva you see, his mamish, he's out of the box. He always has these chakiras, these yisodas, mamish givaldik. So it says the Eretz Tzvi that here we have an esek with an androgynous. Because in the Avnei Nezer in Yeridei and Shinchav Beis, he was mitzayer tzuras androgynous. Shishbo nakvus ki isha, ukshemiskashi yotze hagud lachutz, ayin sham. So he says, what's an androgynous? Right, an androgynous is that both a man and a woman. So he says that he has a hole like a woman, but when he gets hard, there's something that comes out. So that's the Avnei Nezer. Misvara nira kevin shem mishune. Mishara nashim ena nekav amok kol kach kamo ki bi isha. Ve'ena blita kol kach kamo bi isha. In other words, this androgynous that the Avnei Nezer was illustrating was that the hole was not deep like it is for a woman, so one can't have normal relations. And what sticks out when there's a kishui, when it gets hard, doesn't stick out like it does for a man. So memela, it's not the oisa makom isn't an oisa makom of a man or a woman. It's pogum in both. It's blemished in both areas. It's not normal in both. It's irregular in both areas. V'im ken yesh laktzas amik tzas blita mikol kom shach gabei ablia af al gav beila. It is possible to have bia. If there's a little bit of a hole, it's possible to have bia. Even though it's not so deep, because l'inyan arayis, even ha'ara, even the just putting in the little bit of one's organ into the woman is already considered arayis, even k'tzas b'oimek. And then there it's visas parenthetically, With this, we can answer your kash. You asked in the Rav Magadat that the Rambam says that a tumtan adrogish and his kash raises safi kiddushin. So the nafkamina would be if somebody has beer with them derech nakvusan. So because there is a little bit of a hole, so mamela would be considered a rayas. So if it would be a tumtan and adrogish and one has beer in the nakeva part, then it would be considered a rayas. So Asra Loznovsky, so an androgynous, I understand, has an akeva, right? She is zachrus and akvus. But what about a tumtum? A tumtum doesn't have zachrus and akvus. So based on what we said, we understand there's a little bit of hara. In other words, he does a little bit of achnasa satara bishaych, even in a tumtum. So that would answer your kasha. Akoponim, if there's a little bit of a hole, and again, the Avnenezer says that what's an androgynous, there's a little bit of a hole, and there's a little bit of a male organ. That's an androgynous. And therefore, bia would be shaykh, because they're just a little bit ha'ara is enough. Chnas ha'tar is enough. So, however, it's a machlokas between the Taz and the Beis Shmuel and Simon Chaf, because we paskin that ha'ara is ha'chnas ha'tar, just putting in the crown of one's organ, is already considered ha'ara. And according to the Taz, if he puts a little bit of the Aver, and it's considered achnas atar. So here also in our case, it's shaykh, but the Beis Shmuel writes, you have to be machnas the whole atar. Now the question is, a little bit of the atara, the crown, again, we have a bris mila, makom ha-mila, and there's on the top of the makom ha-mila, we know it's shaped like a crown. So in order for one to do hara, does one have to put in the whole atar or only a little bit of the atar? So that's a machlokes in the Taz and the Beis Shmuel. The Taz says, even miktas is enough, is considered hachnasa, is considered that he went in, and penetration, and according to the Beis Shmuel, no, he has to be machnis the whole atar. So, achefshir, the gamani dun dan yesham kol kachad el achnis kol atar. So first of all, maybe he can't be machnis kol atar, and therefore bia wouldn't be shaykh b'chla, but according to the Beis Shmuel. But maybe in our case, there is enough of a hole in this woman whom he married, to be machnis the whole atar, to put in the whole atar. The husband says there's a little bit in there, but it means that he can't put in his whole organ. Kederech tashmish, obviously they had, you know, they got married and then they tried it. She didn't say anything and then he realized he can't go in and then she told him the bad news. So he says he can go in a little bit. So what does a little bit mean? Maybe it means the whole atar, or maybe not. So maybe she's considered an androgynous. This miskadeshes is considered an androgynous. Because when she urinates, he writes that ubishasha metalis mayim yotze ke'en tibor. There's this little bit of a pipe, and there's a hole. So lemaisa, so she has this little pipe that comes out, and there's a little hole there, and that's where the urine comes out from. So there's something that's a shtickel daima to a male isomakom, and there's something there that's a little bit of a hole that's a shtickel daima to an isha, but neither of them is complete. So memela, we're dealing here with the Avnei Nezer's androgynous. Because there's a little bit of a male thing going on over here, and there's a little bit of a female thing. Neither is complete. Neither is normative. But this is an androgynous. Uv androgynous yesh plukti muke zachar gamra lekamadeus. V'dasu idachem an darmishu zachar. So we have an opinion that an androgynous is a male. Uv das harash v'atur yesh stiris. So we have stiris in the rush and the tour. And Ayin Bach, Yerodea, Simrei Samacheva, Kaponim, Yidei Sveik, Eloi Nafka. We haven't gone out of the realm of Safik. V'mu kezocha, Eloi Chayalei Kedushin Klal. So maybe there's no Kedushin at all. Because we're dealing here with a Zohar. Kol Shein HaShlach B'Yisur Shalei Yisur Shalea. So first, there's no Kedushin, and you're certainly not a problem to marry another woman. She's not a woman in the first place. Things like opposing a drug into Safik. And if you hold an androgynous, this is a Safik. V'su, right, the Rambam writes an androgynous is a suffix. V'su'akati ika oit suffix dilma have kedushe tos. So we have a sveik sveika. Maybe he's a male, And maybe she's a female, but it's Kiddushei Taos. So we have Kiddush, like Ksuba 73b, that if he marries a woman, he finds a woman, so he finds blemishes, so it's a suffix. And therefore, Tetzei below Ksuba, suffix is Yisrael L'chomer, suffix Mamun L'kula. So the Yisrael, we go L'chomer that she needs to get. But Mamun, we go L'kula, and he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. So here we have a Sfeik Sfeika. Maybe it's a Zachar, or at least a suffix Zachar, right? Maybe it's definitely a Zachar. Some hold it's definitely a Zachar. Some hold suffix Zachar. And some hold that, and even if you say it's in a cave, it's a Kiddushei Taos. So maybe the whole thing is off. Bainzar get clown. Maybe it was such a big mistake, you don't need to get it all. So such a mum, no one's mochel. There are other mumin. So there, maybe you don't need to get it all. There it's a maybe you don't need to get it all if there are other mum. But this mum, the Chabazir says, you definitely don't need to get it. And Chabazir is talking about a tumtum and a saris. If you didn't know in advance, you definitely don't need to get it. He says, Hochad, that's one point. Vesuda Rav Magid Perak Aleph Mechasur Bi Akasa Bedas Rambam. Davgav Dan Jorgen is Safik Hu. Mikol Mokom Lin Dinish Kinzin Mishkab Zachar Dino Kizachar. So even an androgynous is a Safik as far as Mishkab Zachar is concerned. An androgynous has a Dina Bezachar. Vechen in Ashim Besulal Zubazu Diki Sur Mishim Kamai Seretz Mishim Lo Sasu. Like a androgynous. Kevin the Yeshbom who's Zachar. Then in Mishkab Zachar. Lo Chashiv Ki Isha. So he says as follows: if you have an androgynous and somebody has relations with a male has relations with this androgynous, it is considered a homosexual union. Rachamana litzlan. And as far as nashim mesulalos, the Gemara talks about a union of lesbians. So that is also usser because that's considered maisa eretz mitzrayim. The Torah says this week's parasha, not to do. Past week, not to do kemaisa eretz mitzrayim. So that's like a lesbian relationship. Lack of androgynous. There you don't have it because the androgynous has the mahus of a zachar, linyan mishkav zachar. So in Ken Yeshlomer, linyan chemda ben ugesh and rabban, linyan basam was zachris, lo chashiv nose beiz nashim. So we're going to go after the mahus of the zachris, only dealing with a lesser isser, chemda ben ugesh. So memela, we're going to say that this person is considered a zachar. And not a woman, and therefore he didn't marry a woman. So let him, he's not taking a wife on his wife, he's taking a wife on somebody he was never married to in the first place. Shabbos pei dalet, ubid rabbanan, hechadika lemeimer lekula lechorma lekula amrinan. If you could say lekula lechorma de rabbanan, you go lekula here also, let's go lekula, and let's call him a man. Ubid sefta perakid alef, denegoyim, dekamot desafik, denegoyim tar, hu adin mechza lemechza tar. Hinei de mechza doim lesafik. So he brings from the tesefta negoyim that a suffix negayim is tar, if it's a suffix negat's tar. And also 50-50 is tar. When you have a case where it's 50-50, tar. So 50-50 is doim el suffix. Vachinami kemod esfege daraisa lekula mechza doim el suffix. Vazlinan lekula mechza echus doim el mechza kamus. So, and suffix darabon and lekula. So what do we say? We say that a mechza, half, is like a suffix. And we can go lekula, right? Because we're dealing with it. If we're dealing with the rabbanim, we said that a suffix is like 50-50. So memela, if we're dealing with the rabbanim, we can go lekula. And a mechza in quality is similar to a mechza in quantity. Just like in a mechza in quantity, you can go lekula in the rabbanim, so to a mechza in quality. Like we see in the Rabbeinu Chanan al Psachim. There's no problem of chometz of love of Pesach. There's no knas of Reb Shimon. And the Rabbeinu Chananel writes that if it's chometz of a goy that a Jew is makabel achrayus, that he's not allowed to do on Pesach, it's aser. But That's like tarovis chometz because it has its sad nachri. It still belongs to the goy. That's goyrim the heter, and therefore it's mutter lachar pesach. That's a chiddush Rabbeinu Chanana. Here it's chatzi be'echus. In other words, qualitatively, it half belongs to the goy because the Jew is makabel achrayas, but it's really the chometz of a goy. And memela, there is no iser of chometz shavu pesach. Just like in the quality, in the quantity, in tarovis, if it's a mixture, there's no problem with chometz shavu pesach. So what then in the quality, if it's partly a goy's and partly a Jew's, there is also no iser of chometz shavu lava pesach. Right? Just the Eretz Tzvi just comes right out of left field. He starts grabbing from here, from there. You don't know where he's going, where he's coming from. Amazing, just amazing, amazingly original. He gets somehow to psachim to negayim. Ukenza kasev lecha mission lein toifel d'lakech chagiga mi meiser behema chashkem ay toifel moz lemoz mishum de meiser behema yesh batzad chulin linyan shenecha b'mumah lebayla. If one needs more meat for a kachim and one doesn't have much money, so you can either be teufel behema lebehema, this is Gemara in Chagiga Daf Ches, or mos lemos. Behema lebehema means that you're kind of one behema mi mos chulin, which is the obligation, and then you add on behemos that were bought with mos meiser sheni, and then that's one possibility. And the other possibility is your teufel mos lemos. That is your mitzari, if you combine mos meiser sheni together with mos chulin, and you're allowed to acquire one big animal. So there's a tarovis here of chulin and meiser sheni, b'chol behema she makrivim. That's teufel and mos lemos. So says Rabbeinu that this is also teufel mos lemos. Why? Because what's teufel mos lemos? They have one big carbon. It's a mixture of two types of monies. Right, chulin and meiser sheni. Here also, this is also a mixture of chulin and holy. It's also a mixture of chulin and kachim. Why? Because meiser behema, on one hand, it is a tzad chulin, that you the bailim can eat it if it has a mum. And so that means chulin, that makes it like chulin. On the other hand, it's also kachim, it's meiser behema. So it has some of the echus of both. So that's considered teufel mos lemos. So here you see that it's mechzo mechzo be'echus. It's half holy and half not in the quality. It's not the actual right. It's not, you're not taking chulin money and meiser money together. But the animal itself is like a mixture of chulin and meiser together. Just like this chometz is a mixture of a goy and a Jew together. So in such cases, we're able to go lekula 50-50. And this svara that right there, you don't have to come on to the fact that it's derabbanan by the behema, because there we're talking about it's much of a Torah to be tofel, right? You're allowed to be tofel the most together, and this is considered being tofel the most together, where it's chatzi shir b'chatzi shir echus. So here you have another. So we already have two cases of chatzi shir echus. And we'll give you a third one. This is a mavur in the Gemara in Yevamos. Benoisin get lemaamar v'lola zikaso. Right, he does maamar on a woman. He does this verbal kedushin for Yevama, and then, but he doesn't do it for the zika. And he gives a get, and then he gives a get for the maamar, but it's not a get for the zika. As he separates between the two, he says, "I'm giving you a get, but the get is only for the maamar, not for the zika." So he named the maamar agabe zika karami havikimagarish chatzi isha. So it could be that he's only marrying a half a woman and it's b'chal not a get. He's only divorcing half a woman and it's b'chal not a get. Because he's only giving her a get for the maimer, not for the zika. The maimer rests upon the zika. And therefore the yavam is like one who has divorced half of his wife. He is severing only part of the union. And therefore it's considered nothing. So in other words, this is like a half a get be'echus. Or maybe no. Hai l'chu de'koi v'hai l'chu de'koi. And then if he gives the Yavama a get for the Zika, but not for his Maima, the Zika is severed, and she becomes forbidden to everybody. Because once he gives a get to a Zika, she's forbidden to everybody. And if he gives her a get for his Maima, not for his Zika, she's forbidden to him. As you are for the get for a mimer, but not forbidden to the other brothers. So that's, again, we see this inyan of chatzi shir, the echus. So that's the makor for it. And then, again, the Eretz Tzvi is always like, it just comes out, wow. Kenze be Yerushalmi huva barashba. Reish perak ha-magarish, the kumol de'erva poter sarasa wadin b'isha atzma shish b'beiz mahusin. Mahus erva mahus yavama. Tzad de'erva sheva poter sarasa. I can't call yavama she'en en kul lefnim. Tzad ha-kanu sheva nidoin mishum erva. Ve'erva poter sarasa. So there it says in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, that she's married to two brothers, because one did Kiddushin me'ach sheva lachar shleishim yom, and the other one did the Kiddushin in the middle, before the Shleishim Yom ended. So now, that's the famous Sugya in Kiddushin, Daf Samech. So, and it's also in the Bavli. But the question the Yerushalmi asks is, Hayu shnei achim, so v'kitshu shneim, u'mei secha mehem, let's say, one of them now dies without children. Hasheni ma'yishev mutter bo. So the second brother, is he now mutter? In the meantime, they were both aser. But the question is, now is the second brother mutter to her? So, the answer is, according to one opinion there in the Gemara, that if kol yavam shen kul lefnim tzadakone sheba nido mishum erva, if yavam is not a complete yavama, then the other part is considered an erva. The erva poteris sarasa. In other words, as the Rashba has it, in his Perush to Gittin. This is in the Mosad Rav Kook edition, page Tovshin Nun Beis. It's always kedai to have the and Gittin Tav Pei Beis on the Beis. So the way the Rashba learns this Gemara is Gevaldik. The Rashba learns that this woman, this woman, has two mahusim. In other words, she was married to two brothers. So on one hand, he's partially married to her. On the other hand, he was partially married to the brother, so he has to do yibo. So since part of her isn't, there's no yibum, she's not completely for yibum, the part that's not for yibum is considered an erva. And an erva paters the tzara. So the brother cannot continue with her. This brother who was Safik Mukudeshes to her cannot continue being Safik. He's out now. Why? Because she has two parts to her. She has the part that can't do Yibum because she's partially married to him. And then there's the part that can do Yibum because she was married to his brother who died. So if you can't completely do Yibum, then the other part is considered an Erva, which means that she now has two Mahusin. She has a Mahusin and Erva because she part of her can't do Yibum. Because she's partially married to that one brother, so you can't do Yibum on that side. On the other hand, she can do Yibum because she was married, part of her, in other words, she's married to the living person, part of her is married to the living person, so you can't do Yibum. But part of her, you can do Yibum, you must do Yibum because she was married to the dead brother. So if you can only do partially Yibum on part of her, so that means she has two Musim, she has a Musim and Erva, on the side that you can't do Yibum, and the Musim of a Yibum that you can't do Yibum, and there, she's out. It says in the Gemara that, Nidun mishum erva verva poteris sarasa. She is a din erva and she pies herself. So now you see that in her echus, in her quality, she's half an erva and half a tsara. Unbelievable, the same woman. We have this yisod that miktus echus is like miktus kamus. So here also, we have here the echus of a male. We have her the quality that she's partially considered a male, and the memela, there's no marriage here. Because now we're going to go to Rabbanan, and we're going to go to Kula, and say there's no marriage, since it's a chatzi zachar, we're going to consider her a zachar, or him a zachar, and there was no marriage in the first place. V'su, d'besev yeshu esmalko chelik evan ezer simen gimel, kosev d'mikor adin b'chol mum shelo hikir b'yesh lahati b'loy meir Rabbanan, kevna rei sofik mekudeshes, v'chen rabbeinu gershom Ulakula. So he says, any mum that you didn't recognize, you can be matir even without 100 rabbanim. It's only suffik mikudeshes, and cherem derbeinu gan v'gershim is manazeh is suffik to rabbanim ulakula, and therefore any mum you can be matir. Akasim neachshel arinu rabbanim rabbanik shishai da'avdi yochein lahatir davar tumul arabim. we didn't see the elderly rabbis doing it, so you don't want to be matir something that people think is strange. So better get 100 rabbanim so people don't think it's weird. But if you can't, 2 rabbanim is enough. Uvemum gadol can even be done, but adds there it's tzvi. But in a groisa mum, like in our case, lo shilachal then is a rabbi the rabbanik shishoy. Lo avdi yachah begam ein odavar tumu l'rabim lahatir bemum gadol kaze ayetzem eged ramtzias kedayu ago na adir lismochol of lahatir lo kufar rabbanim gam esim shkasu boi terasa kemen terasa lo vdin toyer reiko veras al dos. What shkasu chasim sofer chelik besim kuf samach zayin b'shutu rechaim evan ezer simen and aleph toivu. So he says, we can say over here, it's a big mum, it's not a normal mum, it's yotze megedra hametzias, so it could be samech on the fact that you could be matir, we could be samech on the Yeshuas Yankif, on the Yeshuas Malko, that to be matir here, even without a heter meir rabbonim, and also we have another snif lahakel, that she refuses to come to the Din Torah, so she's like Overis Haldos. So that's another reason to be matir without a heter meir rabbanim. So here we have it, that maybe b'chlal it's a male, and he's a male, and therefore it's not a marriage at all, and maybe it's a mum, it's definitely a mum, and maybe the mum passels legamre, right, that he would never have expected this, so therefore you don't need a heter meir rabbanim. She's also a veris al dos. So putting everything together, we have a heter for this poor man who got into this terrible marriage, even if it was b'chlal a marriage. So again, what I wanted to illustrate is the, among other things, is the just tremendous originality of the great Eretz Tzvi. And he does this in tshuva after tshuva. Like, you know, you usually people stay to the standard makaris, right? You have a shayla chem d'Rabbeinu Gershom, so you handle with the Rabbeinu Gershom shaylas. But here, he gets into Chatzi Shir Bekamos, Be'echus, and what's the nature of an androgynous and the nature of a tumtum, and the machlekes of what's considered biach, nasas chelik me'atara, kol atara, and mishkav zachar by an androgynous, is it considered mishkav zachar? We said that it is considered mishkav zachar, and it's not considered nashim amasulalas. So we have some Kedushim Gedolim, and we have many, many, many more tshuvas, Mir Tashem, on the on-deck circle. So God should just give us life and health, and we should be able to learn the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Zatzal and be Mischaber to his beautiful, holy Neshama. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.